ask for compassion, to accept my flaws before I judge their destinies. To remember that some just do not change, and some are better unchanged. The world is made more beautiful, the dull interesting, the scarred endearing, when I perceive the stunning mosaic made from our broken pieces, forming the most riveting motifs and patterns. The blemish and fissure, the sharp contour and spike, are parts of the selfsame winsome character. An extraordinary trait might not exist without its unsavory peer. Each gives rise to the other. And the tension between them can enkindle a phenomenon of even greater allure. Attending to my own temperament with inclusive eyes serves me more than mending every defect, curing every wound, blunting every edge, perpetually fixing, often carving a deeper dissatisfaction when I fail to be as calm, as confident, as happy as the poster child of New Age society. Our universe itself thrives on the imperfect. The brain itself is asymmetric. How then could I be any other way? I have a finite amount of energy. I intend to use it wisely. And if energy itself, the stuff I am made of, cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred or converted, then may I deploy my vigor on transforming and redirecting than on rejecting and eradicating. On working with than against, on living the way of life.